SBS Radio.
Back on the program, the Elevator District. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
The last time we had you in the program, you played your single, which is released on the 5th of April.
Yes.
Yep.
Surprise Birthday. But first, let's go back. How did you all start with music? Maybe with Krisha?
Oh, man. How did I start with my music? I think growing up Filipino, of course, there was so much music around me. My parents, like my mum loves music, and my dad especially, I guess got me into just music that isn't just pop music. So it got me into jazz and blues and all that kind of stuff. And growing up in church as well, I just sang a lot as well, and sang a lot of karaoke during parties. And so I think that's really where I got my kind of cultural, like, musical start. And I only just started singing properly, I think, maybe when I was in high school.
Yes.
And and I've been loving it ever since, because it's one of the biggest joys of my life.
And here, Jerome.
Well, my name is Jerome. I play keyboard. I played percussion on the show,
yeah,
which is not what I usually do.
And you, Jerome, how did you start with music? Are you just one of those kids who really like to play drums or whatever?
I think I just grew up in neither of my parents play any musical instruments, but they just played music in the house all the time. And about like 13 years ago, maybe, I started getting piano lessons, and then from there started doing some sort of more production things. And it just all developed from there, and it became kind of my passion.
Yeah. But for you, like off air, we were talking about your cultural background. It's hard to really guess your cultural heritage. Yeah, Can you tell us what your heritage is?
So my dad is Sri Lankan and my mum is Portuguese, but she's from Hong Kong. And there's
more interesting now.
Yeah, there's some Russian in there as well somewhere. Bit all over the place.
That's why it's hard to really guess. When people look at you, like, you wouldn't be able to say, oh, he has this background or whatever.
And I think that's probably why people ask. Yeah. So.
And Jack.
I'm Jack, and I play the bass in the Elevator District. And yeah, if we're talking about my background, I was a bit like Jerome. My parents, my dad, would always play music around the house, especially. My earliest memory of music was listening to, like, really old sort of Australian classics like Jimmy Barnes and Cultures, and playing little toy drums. And I actually played trumpet during high school.
Wow.
That was my first instrument that I learnt and got lessons on for 13 years. And I only picked up the bass in the past sort of 3 to 4 years, maybe five.
Why did you choose the bass?
Like most bass players, I started on guitar, and then I wasn't good enough, so they made me play bass. it just sat with me well. I don't know, playing trumpet, both single note instruments, and just sort of, I don't know, went from there.
Yeah. How about you, Ben?
So my name is Ben, and I play guitar for the Elevator District. My family's kind of half musical. My mum's side of the family, no one plays anything.
Yes.
Then my dad's side of the family, everyone's musical. They all play piano. They've all played since they were really little. And so my dad was always playing music and also playing piano all the time at home. And so that kind of, for me, started to rub off. I'd kind of be like singing along and stuff and learning all the stuff that he was learning. And then so I started piano lessons when I was about 8 or 9, and then did that for a couple of years and decided that it wasn't really my thing. So I switched over to guitar. I saw the people in guitar ensemble at my school. I was like, that's the coolest thing ever. I want to do that. And then kind of started like a craze. Kind of just went like nuts with it. Just guitar all day kind of thing.
And you didn't stop from then.
Still going.
Yeah. Last but not the least, Oliver.
Yeah, so I'm Oliver and I play the drums in the Elevator District. And I kind of grew up around drummers. My dad was a drummer, and one of my earliest memories is helping him load his drums into some venues and trying to watch his shows, but often they were too late for me. So mum would take me home and I really wish I could have gone, but back then I think my bedtime was like 7 or something. So
yeah.
it doesn't let you go to see many gigs. But then I knew I wanted to get into music, so I think in year 3 my school had an orchestra that you could start joining then. And I really wanted to play the drums, but they had like a sheet and they were like, what's your preference? And I was like, drums in all capitals. And then I was like, I guess trombone. And they were like, well, everyone wants to be a drummer, so you can play the trombone. So I did the trombone for 4 or 5 years and played in jazz bands and orchestras and that kind of thing. But one day in my trombone lesson, the drum teacher walked in and we had a quick chat and he's like, yeah, you'd be good on the drums because like they're kind of very rhythmic instruments. The trombone and the drums, obviously. And that was all the connection I needed. So I was like, bye to the trombone and and picked up the drums and got dad's old drum kit out and started practicing. And I've been playing for 10 years since then. So
from Jerome having no one in the family playing any musical instruments, and to Oliver with a music-oriented family, how are you connecting with each other? Because I know you are from different background as well. So is it easy or there are difficulties or challenges connecting in terms of your music? Or you just jive with each other?
Yeah, I think because we're all in one space all the time, being uni students and being kind of fans of music that falls outside of popular music. Like, we do like pop music, but we love, like, modern artists like Tom Misch or Mr. Jukes or a lot of alternative kind of artists. We kind of really just bond over our music.
Mm. I think it's very much a personality thing too, just going beyond music. I think we really got lucky just in the way that all of our personalities sort of
we're begin. Almost friends first and then musicians.
It's like the music just got you stronger as friends.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely.
Yeah. Being uni students, I know you have to study, although you're all studying music, except now with Jack, who's doing design, but he also did music before. Mm-hmm. Is there any challenge being uni students while really playing or performing in venues, doing your music? Krisha, is it hectic?
It gets a bit hectic. Yeah, it's so hectic. Just like different like commitments and everything. But I think getting to do it with these guys, and I think with us, like, we really believe in like what we're doing and we love what we're doing. So we end up find time when we look at our schedules and they're like, there is no time, but we end up finding time and we just do as much as we can do to see this forward and to invest into this. And but it gets hard, especially during assessment period. And just, it helps also that we study music, but it's still like so much on top of what we do as a band. So But it's so, so much fun. And the challenge is one of the best parts, I think.
There have been a few times, thing. Though, where we've been like, oh, sorry, guys, can't rehearse. I've got an essay I haven't started or whatever. It does, like you said, the uni kind of does obviously have to take precedence sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think in a way, even in those stressful times, like rehearsing and just playing is almost a bit of a release as well. Yes. And it's something to calm us down.
Yeah, to remove the stress, you have to play music and get those instruments.
especially at gigs, because I also do like all the video filming of the band, and I try and film every gig. So on top of all the drums that I've got to load in and all the camera, I got to do camera gear and audio recording as well. But as soon as you start playing, like, it doesn't really matter anymore. It's all about the performance, and then afterwards. Yeah. You feel like kind of refreshed.
And talking about challenges, I know there are lots of groups and even solo artists in the whole of Sydney. How are you? Because I know it's hard to really get into venues and have the band perform in such venues and really get those regular shows.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's a real challenge for us. I guess with our band, we. I don't know, like, in terms of competition, it's not really something that we look at per se. Like, we have our own goals in our own kind of lane that we try to like really get to. Like, for instance, we're releasing our singles. That's just one of the goals that we've kind of knocked off and we're so proud of. Like, not really looking like, oh man, these guys are so much more ahead of us. Like, we should be like them, or we should, you know, oh, we're so much better than these guys who just started. Like, it's not at all like in our framework, because we're kind of just doing this together and having so much fun doing it, and just it being like such a joy for us I think it's less like competitive and like trying to get famous. It's just, you know, let's like just do this at the best that we can do right now, and have so much fun and do it with so much joy. And I think a lot of people latch onto that. Like when people watch us at gigs, they come up to us after and they're like, we just loved watching you guys. We just loved how much joy there was on stage. And I think that's something that's really infectious for people. And I guess that's something that'll really, I guess, send us to where we're...
To keep on going.
To keep going and to succeed, I guess, to get better and to build what we have right now.
And I think because we have that such a kind of fun vibe on stage after we got like one gig initially, and from that we just kind of got so much momentum and you know, people at that gig would be like, oh, can you support our band at our next gig? And it just sort of, it just kept going, getting gigs, and we've never really like had to push to get any gigs. They're just like, you know, it's probably a bit of a testament to us, which is nice. It's really flattering that people keep asking us.
It's also, like you said, with the competition from other bands, it's often how you look at it. Because some people could see it as, oh, well, there's another band doing a kind of similar thing. But we kind of see it as, well, if they're better than us, it's an inspiration. We can like kind of draw inspiration and ideas off them. And it's also, and if they're kind of on our level, or, you know, just people of our kind of age and stuff like that, we see it as an opportunity to make friends within the music industry and you know, perform together at a show. You know, it's it's all about making more friends, not trying to like push other people away because they're competition.
Definitely not a competition. It's definitely about like helping everyone out and helping our friends who are also in bands out and getting help in return, I guess, and that makes a big difference.
I think that's the good thing about the community of musicians and artists nowadays, because they don't see, as for yourself, you say, you're saying that it's not about competition, it's about supporting each other. It's a very good community, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's kind of what it comes down to. It's all about building that community and not, instead of competing, supporting.
Yeah.
And just, you know, this, the more we support each other, the better everyone's going to do. So it's not...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you want to take the Elevator District? Out from uni to the community, the where world. Else?
Blues tour. Fest, if you're listening, we'd love to play the main stage.
Glastonbury?
Glastonbury, yes, Lollapalooza. We'll see where it takes us, but we'd love to do like an awesome tour or something. World tour, yes, 2020.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
That might be a little bit generous.
Look, I reckon we could do it.
At least we can say, oh, they've been in the program before.
Yeah. This is one tick in the box. Yeah.
Yes, awesome.
Any upcoming shows?
We have a single release coming out. We're going to release details for that. Details will be up online soon.
On your Facebook page, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe just last question. For emerging musicians and artists and bands like yourselves, how would you encourage them to really pursue what they love, in particular in music?
It's just, I think you just got to keep doing stuff as much as possible, as many musical things as you can. And as long as you're committed and driven enough and, you know, have regular rehearsals like we do, you'll do well.
Yeah.
And one thing I found, I personally have learned, I feel like everyone else has as well, is that if you love what you're doing and you don't be afraid to show that, especially at gigs and when you're like, when you're performing live, don't be afraid to just kind of be in your own bubble and play, but kind of, people appreciate when they can see that you're having a good time. And I think that's what lots of people like about us, is that they can see that we have a good time. And that, like I said, makes a world of difference.
Because it brings out to the audience as well, isn't it?
Exactly,
There's a temptation there to kind of shield it a little bit and be like, oh yeah, this is, you know, I'm playing a gig, doesn't really matter, you know, I do this all the time kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you say something bad about the show, it won't hurt me, you know. It's easy to kind of put up that barrier, but I think it makes it much more difficult to be genuine in your performance. So we kind of try and cut through that and just focus on doing a great job, and people seem to like it.
Yeah, yeah. And like just on that, it's the last thing is just have fun with it. That's the most important part. Yeah. If you're not having fun, it's not worth doing.
Yeah, totally.
Obviously, there's points where, you know, stuff will be hard and there'll be pressure and stuff, but if it's overall you're having a lot of fun and you're enjoying what you're doing, that's the most important thing.
Maybe just be like unapologetic about the things that bring you joy, because I think a lot of people can kind of say do this or do that or it's not going to get you anywhere, but if it brings you great joy, just be unapologetic about pursuing that. And yeah.
Thank you very much, the Elevator District.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Salamat.
Salamat. Salamat.
sbs.com.au/Filipino. Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.